We're talking now with Colin Woodall of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Colin, we're just ahead of the November general election. I know that, obviously Congress has not been in town for a while, but everybody's anticipating that there's going to be at least some things go on during this lame duck session. What are you hearing right now? What do you think will be on their to-do list come after the 8th of November?
Well, I think top on their to-do list is going to be the funding bills. Whether that is an omnibus bill like they have done the past years, or if that's a series of smaller bills, it's yet to be known. But that will have to get done, because I do believe that regardless of what happens on Election Day, I think neither one of the candidates wants to start off their new administration trying to finish old business. So I do believe that that's going to be a priority. And that's significant for us, because there's going to be a lot of things in those funding bills that are important to NCBA and to cattle producers. One, of course, would be the defunding of the Waters United States rule to make sure that we have protection in case the judicial stay is lifted. The other one would be an effort to try to stop the new proposed GPSA rule that Secretary Vilsack has sent over to the Office of Management and Budget.
What's really going on in regards to what's the Secretary's real game plan here on this GPSA rule at this 11th hour?
Well, the unfortunate part of this, Ron, is the fact that the Secretary hasn't shared anything with us. So we don't know exactly what his motivation is. And we have tried to have some constructive conversations there. That just has not been the case. You know, he moved forward without really involving industry, which I can't say we're too surprised by. But the fact that he dusted off something and brought it back to life after Congress had made it very clear that they had no desire to see him continue that work, it's a little confounding. You know, and we're also not talking about just a Republican Congress. We're talking about Republicans and Democrats alike who have joined us in working in the past to stop this rule. So the fact that it came back to life is a big concern to us, just because of what it means by having the government come in and define what is fair in cattle markets. We don't trust the government to do much of anything right these days, Ron, much less come in and define what is right and wrong in cattle marketing. So our concern is, by doing that and having such a vague and broad definition, then they are going to put all of our alternative marketing arrangements and value-added programs at risk. Basically, this will be big government coming in and telling producers how they can and cannot market cattle, and that's just unacceptable to us. And we don't think that there's any change that the Secretary could have made from the original proposal that would make that palatable to us.
At this point, yeah, I know that you have not seen the actual proposal. Is this something that he could very quickly make a final rule, or does he have to go through any sort of a process of soliciting comments?
Of course, there is the review at the Office of Management and Budget, which we're not sure exactly how long that will take. But from what we understand, one of the provisions would be an interim final rule. So basically, it would go into effect as soon as it was published, without any feedback or input from the industry. And that's where we get concerned, because if he is trying to make some changes based upon comments that were submitted 6 years ago, you know, our industries have changed in 6 years. Things are a little bit different than they were then. So I don't believe he has the most updated information in order to make changes that that would actually improve this rule. So that's why we have to do everything we can to try to stop it, because we just don't believe there's anything about it is going to come in and help the market. It will only make the market worse.
Is this something that, much like what you talked about regarding defunding WOTUS, is this something that you would want to try to accomplish at the 11th hour, a defunding of this effort too?
That is what we're looking at. That's the mechanism that's been used in the past. In fact, we have language that's already been passed by the House Appropriations Committee to do that very thing. So we will continue to look at ways to try to insert some sort of restriction in whatever package that Congress puts together when they get back in the lame duck session. But yes, stopping this rule, trying to kill this rule, is definitely a priority.
NCBA, Farm Bureau, several other groups have really made a priority of trying to get Congress to take a look at the TPP in the lame duck. Your thoughts, is there a shot at getting that done?
For NCBA, getting TPP considered and passed is our number one issue for the lame duck. And we are of the opinion that it is still very much doable. We're trying to deliver the message very clearly to members of Congress that when you look at what we're dealing with today, the U.S. cattle industry is losing $400,000 each day. And we've been doing that since the beginning of the year. Every day, $400,000 in losses. And those losses result from Australia taking our market access in Japan because their tariff is lower. And the only way that we're going to be able to fix that is to be able to pass TPP and put us on the exact same tariff level as the Australians. So we have to get this done, because when you look at the down cattle market right now, we cannot afford to lose $400,000 today, tomorrow, and each day from here on out. As a matter of fact, when it gets into 2017, that number will only increase, because the tariff that Australia pays in Japan will continue to go down. So for us, we are experiencing losses today, and that is why we've got to get the Trans-Pacific Partnership passed. So that is our number one message to Congress, is that we are losing money today because of their inaction.
If we don't see that happen, it slips into 2017, how problematic does that become?
It's problematic because it's not going to happen, Ron. It's now or never on TPP. This is not something that can be renegotiated. You hear that from the presidential candidates. There's no renegotiating TPP. The agreement has been signed. It was signed back in February. Now we're just waiting for the countries, all of them involved, to pass it. So it's not going to go back and be reopened. So this notion that, well, we can fix it in the new administration is just wrong. And we have to ask, what are we trying to fix? Because from the cattle perspective, it's a really good deal. Now, it's not perfect, but no negotiation ever is. And we know that we are getting hit today. $400,000 in losses every single day without TPP. So in making sure that these members of Congress understand that, we do believe that there is going to be an opportunity to bring it up in the lame duck, not only just because of our daily losses, but the fact that with a new administration, with a new Congress, there's just no way that TPP is going to come up in 2017, Ron.
The IRS has had some interesting things that they've been trying to do with the state tax issues. Where are they really on that, and what is the NCBA response to some of the things they're trying to redo?
Well, as we have seen multiple times with this administration, if they're not successful in getting what they want through Congress, then they will take the regulatory back door to try to put something in place. And that's what we're seeing right now with the IRS proposal that basically would make some changes that will subject more operations to the estate tax, is what it boils down to. What we have to continue to do is what we're doing, and that is working with Congress, working with a coalition of other like-minded businesses in order to send a very clear message that, you know, this action is not acceptable. Again, trying to find ways for Congress to come back and engage here is extremely important, because there will be opportunities in lame duck session for them to also send that signal to the IRS and to the president that this is not a way to backdoor more taxes on America's cattle producers. What we need to do is look at comprehensive tax reform. It's something that has been needed for quite some time, Ron. There is a plan by the House Republicans on what they can do to start the whole method or process of looking at tax reform. But unfortunately, I don't think they're going to have enough time to really pick that up here in this administration. So it's going to be kicked into 2017. But that's really where we need to focus in order to make sure that we just take the overall threat of the state tax completely off the table.
I guess finally, Colin, we're clearly, you know, with us just a couple of weeks out from the actual election day, I'm sure that you're talking to members and urging your groups to get engaged with the November general election and all the way down the ticket, right?
Our message has been very clear that everybody has to get out there and vote. And I hope that's what all your listeners do, Ron, that on November 8th, they're there in the voting booth if they haven't already done so via absentee or a mail-in ballot. It's important that everybody get out there and engage, because, again, we are not talking just about the White House here, but we're talking about control of the United States Senate and also control of the House. Everything is up for grabs. We are reelecting all 435 House members and looking at one-third of the Senate. So there is a lot at stake here, and those who are elected are going to come in 2017 and start fresh with their agenda, which could have us very squarely in their crosshairs. And that's what we have to be concerned about, on whether it's something like tax reform, GPSA, dietary guidelines, you name it. If we're going to have an administration and a Congress, it's probably going to be pretty interested in looking at these issues that have a huge impact on our bottom line.
Just days before the November general election, a conversation with Colin Woodall of the NCBA. I'm Ron Hayes on the Oklahoma Farm Report.